anime, plural, anime, pronounced enemy, is a style of hand-drawn and computer animation originating in and commonly associated with Japan. The word anime is a Japanese term for animation, which means all form of animated media.
Para español, por favor, oprime el dos.
Shut your fucking
Hello.
Trap.
Hello, this is I am Garb from the one, the only, the Funky Anime Podcast. With me is, the one who's in love with Chuck, is the one, the only Pino.
Hi, I have mutual feelings for this man.
You fucking Sunder liar.
But in my heart is something different.
And there's Chuck, who doesn't
It's gas.
He did. Who doesn't know that Bino's in love with them? Say hello.
Hi, I'm stupid.
Me too. This week we watched Hoshiro Girl Drop. And what'd you guys think? What were your first impressions?
Well, I mean, I never heard of this series before, and when you guys brought it up, I kind of didn't. I wasn't really feeling it because, like, you know.
This is Pop Team Epic, motherfuckers. We're not doing bullshit-ass shit today.
But I really just appreciated the fact that the girls were cute in the anime. So, I mean, it was okay. It was a good time.
Fuck you, my podcast.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
You come to me on the day of the Funky Anime Podcast recording. And you ask me this.
You ask me to watch this Pop Team Epic?
I'd rather watch Bubble Bow for the fifth time than watch this.
I'd rather watch up to Namek again.
that'd make it, what, the sixth time, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, I hate. Fuck you.
Good one, Carv.
Dear Diary, I saw this cute boy today, but I don't think he likes me because I'm ugly. Love, Chuck.
Dear God Usopp, I'm sorry I called you God Usopp. It's just what I want to call my journal, and it's the only thing that actually keeps me going. I don't know why everyone thinks I'm a boy when I'm actually a girl. Maybe it's just my name, but, you know, who's really keeping track of that? Anyways, that wasn't the reason why I was typing this. Let me delete that real quick. Hold on. Okay. Well, it's because there's this guy, okay? And so, you know, he gives me weird looks. He looks really angry. Kind of looks like he wants to murder me. But, you know, it's kind of scary. I think I'm into that stuff. Your pal, Chuck.
Nico Nico Podcast.
So, what were you guys' first impressions of Papati Pepeku?
Oh my god, I can't record with this. This is so unprofessional. Like, how am I supposed to work with this type of people? Are you serious?
I can't say anything without my lawyer present, so.
Yeah, all it does is say ad lib.
Guys, I can't!
I'm
a professional! I can't!
Wait, there's a Google Doc?
I'm leaving!
How come I was not informed?
No, this is terrible. I hate it. I'm going. Goodbye. I'm leaving my
You guys are so much better at.
There goes the favorite of the podcast. Come on, now, what are we gonna do now?
Fuck him.
No, that's
the show must go on.
All right. We'll change this into a cooking segment. I know.
What's your favorite recipe? What's your favorite meal to eat on a sad
lonely
night?
My favorite meal is cornflakes with extra sugar.
I start with a bowl. I take some skim milk. Sometimes I'll go fancy and get some almond milk, but that's
dude, almond
if I
milk
feel good
is
enough.
No joke. Like,
well, it, sometimes it's hit or miss for me.
No,
but
soy
anyways,
milk is the one I'm thinking of. Soy
as
milk
I was,
is the bomb.
As I was saying, I pour it into my bowl. I know some people like to put their cereal in first, but I don't like it getting too wet.
Wait,
and I grab some signature bird Kellogg's fruit.
You put
cereal.
The milk in first.
Don't question it. Anyways, and then I just dig in. Oh, right, the sugar.
I'm so upset. You put the milk in first. You,
dude, it's a bit, dude. It's a bit.
All right. I don't know if you're actually fucking with me.
It's a bit.
Now you get it. I can't get it.
Wow, that was really good. I'm really glad we have a musically inclined person on the podcast.
Ah, the Funky Anime Podcast.
Guys, dear
Crunchyroll.
Dear Crunchyroll, this is your favorite anime podcast host, Chuck, speaking. So I know, shut up. I know that we've had a rough time. Yeah, but I think that we can put those all aside if you just give us money.
Or send us an email.
Please, Andy from Google's the only one who's ever sent us an email. Andy is our biggest fan.
No, we've gotten a couple.
No, Andy's our biggest fan. Shut up.
He sent us the most, that's for sure.
Yeah, the most, a la one.
Dude, one is more than enough in my heart.
Ah, the Funky Anime Podcast.
So, what'd you guys think of the animation?
Yeah, it's animated.
Oh yeah, Funky Anime Podcast.
This show had a really great soundtrack.
To be
completely
honest.
What did you guys think? Not just the
opening, but like
the overall
OST.
Because, you know, the opening kind of
sometimes they just don't fucking
play it.
Or they do something else for a
joke.
What'd you guys think?
Chuck, you can go first. I'll save my opinions for later.
Ah, look at you. Fuck off. I really enjoy the...
I'm leaving.
I really enjoyed all the... Because the structure of the show lends itself to having several different genres, and it really captures that feel, especially with like the initial D reference. There's some Europe influence you could obviously tell. And then there were some very like feudal Japan-esque music, which I really enjoyed. And overall,
there was a lot of...
A good mix. And there were some music
that I could... Very much
just like I could listen to without needing to watch the show. Like I could listen to it
ironically,
which I think really attests to the love put in towards the show.
That's exactly what
I was thinking when you were talking, was that just everyone working on this show was so fucking passionate.
And even though it's just a dumb meme-ridden what is it? Just a four panel
manga.
Guys, it's shitty. Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, I'm back. Can I give my opinion?
Yes,
absolutely, my son.
No, fuck off.
Okay, well, I guess I gotta go again.
See. Goodbye.
I'll save my
opinions for later.
I hate it. Better come back.
Don't leave me.
Come on, brother.
I know.
Are you upset?
I'm not upset.
I think he's upset.
I know, who hurt you?
What happened?
I just wanted to give my opinion.
You can give your opinion.
It's okay.
Your opinions are
Was that
I'm under contract not
to say any bad words, so sorry.
When did that happen?
When I left
the first time.
You must have signed a film contract then.
You left just to sign the contract and come back.
Yeah.
It was a short meeting.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you read through it all, or did you kind of just like skim through it?
I can't read.
You can't read?
No,
I'm sorry.
That's...
Wait, can you... How about...
Braille.
No, thanks.
I only take white bread.
Understandable. Very respectable position for you to have.
Thanks. This is why being part of the podcast is a little hard, because, you know, I have to read sometimes Japanese, which is why I kind of prefer the dubs, so, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that we have to put you through that rigor every couple weeks.
Did you just call me a rigor?
Funky Anime Podcast!
Well, I wasn't really fond of the song myself. It was, you know, it was there. It was pretty upbeat, but I feel like I've just... upbeat music's just overstayed its welcome, at least for me. The visuals, however, I actually very much enjoyed just the chaos that was happening throughout the entire thing. Like, and especially the motif with the TV and whatnot. You know, it hits home, because I used to watch a lot of TV, but then I discovered, you know, anime. And now I just watch things illegal. I mean, I watch things on Crunchyroll. That's about it.
Funky Anime Podcast.
Dear Square Enix, thank Kingdom you for Hearts making... No, thank you for making Super Mario RPG. It makes me laugh with all the funny dialogue between Pinocchio, doom, doom, Plumber, doom. And Cloud Boy. It was doom, very doom, good. Doom. Thank you for making me doom, the chuckle. Doom, 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 sincerely doom, yours... Doom. David de Bergerac. The third edition.
Bobby, Funky Anime Podcast.
Hi guys, welcome to Super Couch Fighters. This week we played Pop Team Epic Fighting Game.
I'm Michael Santel.
And I'm Brett. That's not a good Brett. I'm also lifting weights right now.
And I'm Ted.
Forgive me, baby.
If we fused, would our name be Chuckalax?
I think it would be Guck.
Funky Anime Podcast! Wahoo!
Okay, let's see. Come on, empty paper. Come on. Doodles. No. Oh, there it is. Dear Diary, today I was at my high school walking down the hall when I ran into that beautiful boy that I talked about the other day. Oof!
Oh no, I bumped into him again. What should I say? You threw off my groove.
I didn't mean to.
Look, you just threw it off, man. It's just across the hall now. What am I going to do?
Do you need me to go pick up your groove?
No, I can do it myself. I got two walking legs.
Well,
why am I being so mean?
I like that in a woman.
I'm a man.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'll go now.
Good, I threw him off. Man, I really hate just going back on my word and what I wrote in my diary. But I guess I'll do it another day. Oh well. Toodles. Peach.
Bienvenidos al Funky Anime Podcast.
Bueno, si quieres mis opiniones sinceros, yo en verdad no me gustó mucho este programa. No había una historia que me hablara mi corazón. Quiero algo que puedo ver y disfrutar, y no algo que son todo chistes ni labios bien feos. No me gusta eso, especialmente los ojos que ellos tienen. Yo creo que es la PPMe o la TTT o cómo se llaman ellos, no sé. Pero no sé, sus ojos siempre me... A veces me acuesto en la cama y lo veo sus ojos. Uf, qué feo. Bueno, no me gustó. Bueno.
Funky Anime Podcast. And now... Slam Poetry with the Three Wee Bros.
Ooh, whoops.
Okay. Two girls with weird lips. Very funny references.
0 out of 10.
Watching anime. It has given me cancer. I am gonna die.
Two girls. Make me laugh. They were in a manga once. The story was a
Okay, Funky Anime Podcast.
Really, go. Really, really, though. Do you guys like it?
Yeah. The Funky Anime Podcast.
Okay, I watched cool. It subbed.
Did you really? The whole way through?
I watched the majority subbed, I believe. No, I watched the middle subbed. Weird. It just felt longer.
See, whenever it was airing, before I even knew about the dub.
Yeah, I watched it subbed.
Yeah. Too. And then, like, watching it for this, I was like, oh, the dub's out. I might as well watch the dub. And, like, it had the fucking great Funimation cast.
Mm-hmm. And so, I actually very much enjoyed the jokes in English. Just because it was, mm-hmm. like, again, I can understand it. And, like, reading it, like, sometimes humor doesn't really hit me. But, like, it, with the English dub and with all the familiar voices, I was just, like, in it, you know?
It
was,
they
like,
translated really it really well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. very, very well.
Especially so what were you talking about, the Bob Epic team, that was one of my favorite bits, just because Ian Sinclair and
it shouldn't be good is the thing.
Yeah. But it is.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. And then Chris Sabat, they both did a phenomenal job. They did the voices for Popko and Pee Pee Me for the first episode, but then they did the Bob Epic team for the entire rest, and I thought that was actually a really smart choice because they were able to really explore the space a lot, and I thought they did a fantastic job on that front.
Ian could be like reading like something for my execution and I would die happy because I could hear his voice. Like it was that good. Like anytime I hear his voice, I'm just like, yes, you're good. God, what a great man.
Just hearing Space Dandy and Whis just yell at me would be fantastic.
And Vash mm-hmm. Stampede.
Yeah.
Vash the Stampede. Yeah, his English voice is in there.
Wow.
Did you not watch Trigun dubbed?
No.
I don't want to hear about specialists at a restaurant. They're so special, put them on the menu. The Funky Anime Podcast.
Let me tell you a story of my life in Peru. Once I was in Peru, then I came here at the end.
Shh, it's the Funky Anime Podcast.
No, but if you do that, I'm gonna fall asleep.
Funky Anime Podcast.
Hey, Garb.
What?
Dragon Ball's bad. Are
One
you upset?
One Piece is worse.
You don't think I know that? I've been insulted every day of my life, and I'm just trying to live my life. I've been watching 800 episodes, and that's all I want to live for. I just can't wait till it ends.
guys, we need to be professionals here, please. We don't need any of this. Any
Chuck,
of this
you're too
tension
tall.
Here.
What did you just say to me?
I'm out of here.
What did you say, short stack?
Short what did you stack? Do to my drink?
I'm no you're pancake, not... okay? You don't just call me a short stack and get away with it. You a lowland ego raptor thing. Oh, God, I messed up.
I'm going to smother you in butter.
What? You cannot call me an Alolan eagle raptor without properly measuring my height. Because obviously, I am not as tall as the Alolan eagle raptor.
And my wingspan is only 5 foot.
I don't have a 6 foot wingspan.
Please. Did you just say 5 foot? Are you insulting my height again?
Sounds like you need an inhaler for all that wheezing.
Nico is the worst girl in Love Live.
All right, now you've gone too far.
I say not far enough. See, now he needs an inhaler for real.
Yeah, I
like,
guess
does
so.
Someone,
some,
does someone have
on
an
your dry
inhaler?
Skin.
Oh, okay, give me 1 second. Man. Where's my lotion? Where's my lotion? Sorry.
At least my switch is smaller than my shoe.
What?
I know that was a personal jab at me because I have clown feet, and I don't appreciate that.
You just call me a clown? You making fun of my nose right now?
Yeah.
Are you just? Do I look like a clown to you? Am I wearing a wig? Am I wearing makeup?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I am not.
Yeah. You are.
No, I'm not.
And you tell me I'm a clown on this, the day of my daughter's wedding.
I can't believe you did this. Oh, I can't believe you've done this.
Oh! I can't believe you've done this.
Guys,
And I'm Gene.
That's the bit.
Now this is Funky Anime Podcasting.
I told you to stop jacking off during the show.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Are you upset?
A little.
Funky Anime Podcast.
Burger King foot fetish.
How does it feel to get your joke in?
That's not in. That's not a good one.
That's a good one. I'm leaving it.
That's not
God,
good.
God, I'm gonna have... That wasn't good. Don't use that one. The best thing is that we can literally just talk about anything and it can be a bit.
Dude, it's not a bit.
Guys, it's not a bit.
No, it's a bit.
I side with Gerard. It's not a bit.
Guys, it's not a bit.
No, it's a bit.
It's not a
bit.
You guys, it's
not a bit. Anything.
It is not a bit.
But wait, is it a bit?
You can't just say it's a bit, okay, and make it a bit. What if it's not a bit?
What if the bit is that it's a bit?
No.
Wait. No, that's impossible. That's not a bit then.
Are you telling me this bit is a bit?
I'm telling you that this isn't going to make the podcast.
Funky Anime Podcast.
That was racist.
Yeah.
Hey guys. You know what time it is?
What is it?
I probably have to use the bathroom now.
Yeah, it's potty time. Everyone, I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I got my roll right here. Luckily, I built in my toilet in my seat.
Wait. Did you just say you had your roll?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. Oh, wait a second. I don't have to use the bathroom.
AMSR, Funky Anime Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Chuck, with my best friend and only other host on this podcast, Pino.
Hi, it's me. There wasn't a third of us here. You're just remembering things wrong.
Yeah, it was a glitch in the Matrix. Yeah. It was actually Pino duplicated, but now we're back to just two.
How have you been, man?
Really good. I've you know, been a little bit busy recently, but this anime really brought me some joy, so I can't wait to talk about it today.
I'm really glad that I recommended this anime for us to watch. It's one of those that really just, you know, yeah, if you just want to take a break, you just listen to it and whatnot.
Yeah,
you know?
it was really calming. I was really happy that you were able to, they were able to really bring out all the emotion that I could see. And,
I'm back from
feel.
The bathroom.
What?
What are you? Who are you?
Get out of here. This is a private room.
Out. Go.
What is going on? Put your pants back on. Jeez, come on, man. It's not time yet.
I thought all of us were actually going to go to the bathroom.
Funky.
Anime. Fuck.
No.
So, if you look at the little hand, it's pointing towards the 73 on your watch.
Uh-huh.
And the big
God,
hand.
What was that number there?
Yeah, the big hand's actually pointing to welcome to the 16th edition of Who's the Best Grill, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for best grill of the episode and duke it out for the title of best grill. Today, our contestants once again are Pino, Garb, and myself. Who are each of you advocating for?
I pick Pippimi. She's long. Her neck is long. She's
got a bow. Let everyone talk, you idiot.
No. Okay, you can talk.
I picked Pippimi.
I picked Pippimi.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, since you said it first, why'd you pick Pippimi?
Me?
Yeah.
Because her neck is long. She's the ruler. She is the one that single-handedly caused the apocalypse. The pop team popopalypse. Is that joke staying in? I guess they're gonna find out.
Because the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
And she's the one that cloned Papuko? She's the queen. And I dare you to make a rebuttal against my argument.
She wears a stupid bow.
Yeah. You wear a stupid bow.
She's got weird hair.
You've got weird hair.
Hey, I'm sensitive about that. Come on, man.
Jeez. I don't know. I just don't think she's best grill material.
She's not best grill material.
How about you, Pino?
Well, I went with Pippimi, of course. And it's mostly because of her hair. I mean, look at it. It's great. It's fantastic. It's
a respectable choice.
Yeah, right? I can see that.
All right.
All right. And you know what? Even though she made some mistakes, she fixed them, I guess. You know? I mean, like, remember that time they blew up that Hayahachi-looking robot? I do. All right. You can take a jab at me.
I don't know. Just, like, her ears look kind of weird.
What?
I don't really like the ears.
And there's that time she, like, grew erect.
That's true. I felt very uncomfortable.
Okay, whenever you're in a relationship, you've got to pet your girl. Like, that's what you do. And you can't just have her growing each time.
That's very true.
You guys are weird. All right, Chuck, let's listen to your reasons. I kind of want to quit now.
Well, I actually picked Pee-Pee-Me, despite what everyone would probably think.
Usually, you pick the blondes.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, right? Well, I picked her because she doesn't have toes.
What a weird reason.
Yeah, so if you have any rebuttals, go for it.
Dude, why would you want someone with no... Okay, well, you know what? I'll give you that one.
Good thing I'm not into that gross shit. Okay, anything valid?
Feet are the most disgusting part of the body.
Amen. It's so good lose to get the toes. Losing the feet. Thank you.
You know what? Yeah. So but it reminds me too much of Fire Emblem. So, and that's a trash game. So I'm gonna have to like shut you down, my friend. It's just
wait. What do you mean?
They don't have feet in that game either. Just little stubs.
Yeah, the models are really like weirdly done on the feet.
Your best girl is literally a Lego.
She's literally a Lego. That's about it. That's disgusting.
I can put her on the ceiling now.
No, you can't.
Yeah, she will.
That's not how Legos work. Maybe Mega Bloks. Remember that? Remember that secondhand Lego brand? No. Nobody does because it's bad. Okay? And it's just as bad as Pee-Pee-Me, okay?
Wow. I don't know why you're going so hard on Pee-Pee-Me right now. Just the no-toes thing is really just so good.
It's the worst.
That's really understandable. I don't know. I just think it's something that like really speaks to me as a person because... Overall, the emotional support of not having toes is...
Look, all I know is that my pick was the best pick. Screw your guys' pick. I don't think so. Mine is the best. This might be the best grill that ruins the podcast because I'm very livid right now.
It was inevitable.
If you can't hear, I'm very, very distraught on all of your emotions against
mine. I'm literally shook.
I can't do this anymore. I have to...
Guys, if you want to... If you disagree with any of our picks, make sure to email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Funky Boba Bo Podcast.
Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Tell us why Pippimi's wrong and Pippimi's wrong and why Pippimi is right. Thank you.
Hey, wait a second. Is Pippimi the one with yellow hair?
No, that's Papuko.
Yeah, Papuko has toes.
Funky Anime Podcast.
Wait a goddamn second. Pop Team Epic's getting a second season.
Is it really?
I just got a notification.
When's it coming
out? It's just in.
I don't know.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to...
Breaking news!
Welcome back to the Daily Anime News Network, where we only talk about anime every day, so you don't have to think about it. I'm your host, Chuck, and with me is my other host, Garb, and over at Sports Desk, that's Pino.
Hey, how'd you know I played sports?
Well, we're here today to actually talk about that. We were checking online, and reports are in that there's going to be a second season for Pop Team Epic. Garb, how do you feel about this?
Well, Pop Team Epic had a really great first season, you know. It was really great, and they knocked it out of the park with that one. It was a 4-panel manga.
Yeah, that's my bit. That's my sports joke.
Shh. It's okay.
Yeah, Garb, I really hate that you're stepping on our sportscaster's role right now. I'd really appreciate it
If he'd stepped up to the plate.
He got you there.
I'm going to murder your family.
Okay, well, that was Anime News Network. Come back tomorrow to see if we have all of our coworkers.
Funky Anime Podcast.
God, you just wrote an essay, dude. That journal's not a journal anymore.
Use a bookmark.
Dear Diary, today was the best day of my life. I was walking down the hall, and then I saw that person again.
Oh, hey, it's you.
Hi, I didn't catch your name last time.
My name's Pino. Please excuse me picking my nose. I'm just cleaning.
I find that hot.
Cool. You want to go out?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
You're nice.
Oh my god, I did. I can't believe I actually did this. This is probably the weirdest moment in my life. I don't even like the guy.
Yet.
Oh well, I guess I'll write to you later, because I'm running out of RAM. I wonder how much dedicated RAM I should have. Anyways, later, Zorro.
Funky Anime Podcast. Dear Pop Team Epic, I'm writing you today because I feel that I'm a sad boy, and sad boys always write in the rain while it's raining, so you're going to get this very wet piece of paper and all the ink's actually running, and I'm really not sorry for that because it really adds to the emotional instability that I'm feeling right now. After watching your show, I realized that animation is a very big part of anime, and I can't believe that. Sincerely, Chuck. This bit empty. Yeet.
One more ride down the podcast line.
If you don't like this podcast, make sure to email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com and give us a good rating on iTunes. We really appreciate it.
If you don't have an email, please send your mail over the Continental Express. Don't worry, you'll get here a little slower, but send it over to the Continental Express at funkyanimepodcast@continentalexpress.org. That is, once again, F-U-N-K, I can't spell the rest, anime podcast, @thecontinentalexpress.com.
Or if you don't have Continental Express, make sure to send us 2 pieces of parchment paper, an inkwell, a single feather from a bald eagle, wrap it up in Christmas wrapping, but then wrap that up in Valentine's Day.
Guys, just send us a telegraph.
Put a bow on it, and then when you can send that through UPS, and it will get to us because they will realize the craftsmanship that was put into making this. And they will immediately know that it is the Funky Anime Podcast that needs to go.
Guys,
so thank you very much.
If you want to contact us, just put a flashlight and blur it into my window at night and just do Morse code where you wave your hand in front of the flashlight. Just do SOS, and then I will take your message.
So I don't want to leave out anyone behind, but if you are a...
If you want to get a message to us, what you need to do is close your eyes and find the nearest wall, and reach as high as you can up to that wall. And then slowly slide your hand down, almost like you are caressing something. And as you are caressing this wall, make sure to lick it in the opposite direction on which you are caressing it. And as this happens, put your left foot behind you and make sure it kicks your butt. And at that point, you will be instantly teleported to one of our 3 beds. And just wait there until we come to sleep next to you, and then you can say whatever you need to be said.
If anyone does this...
But wait. If you do this in the next 30 minutes, we'll double the offer. That is 2 beds you will be able to visit for the price of 1, only for a simple payment of $19.99.
But what about shipping and handling?
If your loved one has ever been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
Guys, JG Winworth, 877 Cash Now.
877 cash now?
877 cash now. It's my money and I need it now.
Dude. I got you this dollar. Oh, you gotta be quicker than that.
Okay, this is bad.
Funky Anime Podcast.
Birds evolved from dinosaur. That's why he's called Mark Zuckerberg, because he's a lizard man, but also his cousin, our bird.
So after losing our fan base, what'd you think of this show?
give it a out of 5.
Dude, he turned into a duck.
Dude, I hate Kingdom Hearts.
Wait a second. I love Donald Daffy.
Would you rate it, Chuck?
Sora!
Chuck, what'd you rate it?
I just really felt that this anime really spoke to me as a person and as a deep individual. I feel that really everyone can learn from this anime. So I make sure that I want to give this anime out of 10. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows it because it's really, it was really impactful to me. Pino, how about you?
True words have never been spoken. Thank you for giving your thoughts. As for me, this is probably the worst anime I've ever seen.
Understandable.
It has females, but it does not have fan service, which is what I signed up for. But I'll just give it a 3 out of 5, I guess. So, you know.
Guys, I have syrup on my hands.
Oh no.
I'm gonna drink the syrup now.
No, don't drink the
Please don't.
Okay,
I'll
guys.
Change my rating, I promise.
I'm drinking the syrup.
No, I'm
so
changing
sad.
It. Hold up, I'm giving it a 5 out of 10. Okay, a 10 out of 10.
Is he really drinking
the
syrup?
He's going for it. Is that the syrup drinking song? It's similar to mine.
Oh my fucking god, that's so sweet. Ah!
Chuck, can you do the outro, please?
Oh my god, my fucking hands are all sweaty.
Okay, you mean syrupy?
That was Chuck.
Well, yeah. Hi, guys. It's me, Chuck. I just drank a shot of Cracker Barrel syrup. There's syrup all over my hands. They're really gross and sticky. So thank you for listening to another standard 100% real. This isn't different at all. Episode of the podcast, the Funky Anime Podcast. The person hiding under your desk, you should probably check before they kill you. Well, that's Garb.
Hello. You don't need to look under here. There's nothing to be suspicious of.
if you look upward, you'll actually see Pino sitting right above you, floating in space.
Hmm. I wonder what I should watch today on YouTube.
I'm just the guy sitting outside on the sidewalk spraying himself with your hose for some reason.
God, that guy looks so sticky. I can see him from up here.
Who's hosing you?
It's me, actually. I need to wash my hands, so I'm just hosing myself off. I'm sorry.
What are we watching next week?
I'll pay you back for the water.
What are we watching next week? For real, though.
Well, guys, guess what? Since I'm the host next week, we are not watching
that's
that.
Not
we are
the
watching.
Right band.
We are watching Love Live Sunshine, but no one will actually know because no one will ever get to the end of this podcast.
No one. Yeah. So, everyone shut off sometime after I said something about smoke signals or something.
Shut up. We to commemorate the start of summer, we're actually going to watch Love Live Sunshine, and I'm really excited for it because I think these boys
summer.
Are really going to like it.
Summer.
We summer. Like the original Love Live.
Summer.
So I mean.
Summer.
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 What time is it?
Summertime. Anticipation. Body time. That's right. Sing along.
I don't know what they're referencing.
Next week, Garb won't be here. That bit wasn't actually a bit. That was real. Garb is no longer with us.
Yeah, guys. It's a two-person podcast now. Thanks for watching.
All right, I'm Garb. I'll see you.
I'm Pino.
And that over there is Chuck, I think, under my table still.
Get out of there. Know.
Chuck, get out of my desk.
Where'd he go?
I don't think Chuck got the bit.
No, I didn't. No,
okay.
I'm Chuck. Hello. It's clicked. It's clicked. I understand
God, can
the
we,
joke
can
now.
We redo, can we redo that?
No.
Yes.
No.
We need to redo that.
No.
This is.
No,
I didn't want to redo anything except for this one.
What do you want to redo it to? Just
let this actually be serious.
No.
I've messed up 5 times. That's not good.
No My one's going to listen this far. Nobody on the fucking face of this planet except Chuck and myself and maybe you.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to see more, please hit the subscribe button right over here. Make sure to leave a like on the video. And for those of you who didn't leave a like on the video, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Well, guys, no. Hey, guys, this is Chuck. I'm finishing out the podcast because no one else has the integrity to do so.
Dude, I didn't even spell that.
It's because you're illiterate.
Are you snipping scissors?
T?
No, so, J? Yeah, just thanks for listening. I'm really happy that you made it this far, and we'll see y'all in 2 weeks to watch Love Live Sunshine to have happy girls singing again, much like Hadoshi Girl Drop, whatever that show was. So we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Stay fapping.
All right.
Can I stop recording now, please?
No, not yet.
Okay. No. No, leave it.
And shut up. To all mobile users, please make sure to subscribe down below. And to all PC users, follow the link up above so that you can subscribe to the podcast.
And to you who didn't follow me, I'm coming for you.
Hello?
Technical difficulties. Whoa, is that...